I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's show, we bring on our so-called competitor and put him in his place.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
You know, all the people listening and watching right now, they're probably noticing this episode coming a little later than our normal ones. You know, we're recording later because, Tony,
yep,
we were up the other night watching that total embarrassment called the Sixers game.
It was
game.
Horrible.
Just terrible. An embarrassing loss, losing to the Celtics by 35 points. But don't worry, people.
Yep.
As usual, we have answers, solutions.
Don't worry. We're taking care of
for
it.
You.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to tell you what went wrong.
Yeah, we're going to separate fact from friction.
Yeah, and what we're also going to do is we're going to bring on this guy. He calls himself a competitor of ours, even though there's no competition,
please.
People.
Yeah,
let's face
exactly.
it. We totally crush him in the ratings. Been doing that for years. Anyway, yeah, you know, some people like to call him the voice of Philly radio, which is just totally disrespectful to us and also unfactual, of course.
Ridiculous.
But, you know, now he's just been polluting the airwaves with his terrible takes. So we're going to bring him on and just, you know, educate him, Tony. You know, put him in his
Absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely.
His name is Mike Missinelli. And, you know, by the way, Tony, on the subject of our huge ratings, you know, that's why advertisers are lining up to
Out
be
the
on
door.
This show. So, in fact, it's time for a message from our latest sponsor, newest sponsor, our good friends at eHarmony. Do you have trouble finding people to date or marry? Well, don't worry. Your days of being a total loser are soon to be over.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, we don't have to use eHarmony because, you know, we're famous. And also, who the f*** wants to get married? But,
Nobody.
You know, they paid us to do this read, so here you go.
So anyway, just go visit eHarmony.com. And, well, I don't know what you do past that because I've never used the site.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. No problems in that department.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, there's our ad. Let's just end it there.
Because,
you know, we got more to get, though.
Another check in the mail.
So let's just get straight in to our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, you know, after that game one domination by the Sixers over the Celtics, you know, just crushing them 119-115.
Wasn't
it looked
even
like
close.
Philly
Killed
was
them.
Just going to run to a
sweep.
Yeah, but then in game two, just an absolute meltdown by the Sixers. Shameful. And, you know, they
Unreal.
Lost 121-87. But, you know, it was clear watching that game. They completely, totally abandoned their game plan from game one. So what we're going to do right now is just get them back to basics and tell
That's
them what they need
do.
To do. We're going to lay it out. These are keys to the series. Here we go. The first key. More scoring. You know, you can't score 87 points in a game
no
and expect
chance.
To win, you know. So in the next games, Tony, it's clear the Sixers need to just focus on getting the ball in the basket more.
100%. You can't win games unless you score more than your opponent.
Yup, and that leads naturally to the second key, better defense. You know, you can't let the Celtics score 121 points.
Absolutely not.
You just can't do that, you know?
No.
See, what they got to do is they got to limit the Celtics to fewer points.
Exactly. You never want your opponent to score more points than you. That's almost always going to lead to a loss.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. And the third key, they need a winning mentality. You know, it's
absolutely
clear out there, Tony,
there
watching
you
that
go.
Game. They weren't playing to win. You got to play to win. Isn't that right?
100% right. If you're not focused on winning, then you're not going to win. Simply put.
There you go. And there's our keys to the series. And let's shift over to the Western Conference now, where we got the Lakers playing the Warriors. You know, people out there, they're saying this is a marquee matchup.
Yeah. What marquee?
If it's so marquee, then why is the NBA doing everything they can to hide it? You know, the start times for these games are 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
You know, my hunch, Tony, here's what's going on. You know what's going on. With these low NBA ratings, you know, the league is so afraid nobody's going to watch these games.
You're so right.
They're putting them in a time slot where they know they can win.
Exactly.
Right? You know, you look at the second half of these games around 12 a.m. They're going up against reruns of Night Court and Love Connection. You know,
totally.
It's clear what they're doing. They're just trying to win the time slot and game in the system. Isn't that what's going on?
And it's so deceitful. Obviously, Adam Silver knows if he puts games against entertainment powerhouses like Young Sheldon, the league's going to get killed. And, you know, the other night, I have to say, I had a choice to watch either the Lakers Warriors or the OxyClean infomercial. I chose OxyClean. Yep. Always entertaining and educational, too.
Absolutely. You know, you made the right choice that Dodie.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
just
100%.
On another topic here with the TV ratings, very interesting story here out of the NFL. Fox Sports and the NFL released a statement this week. They said the original number of viewers reported for the Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl was actually too low. You know, they originally said it was 113 million, but now they've apparently done some digging, uncovered some lost Nielsen mailing ratings booklets, exposed some viewership fraud, and now they've adjusted the numbers to 115 million, making it the most watched Super Bowl of all time, as it should be. And Tony, you know, we always knew something was fishy here with the numbers, didn't we?
Absolutely. You know, when I saw that original number of only 113 million viewers, I thought that's way too low. There's just no way. Everyone I knew watched the game. I mean, I must have known 2 million people just by myself who said they watched it.
Yeah, me too, Tony, and that makes 4 million. This is just so, you know, it's disturbing on many levels, isn't it, Tony?
You know, I gotta say, I'm somewhat shaken by this development. I mean, if we can't trust the Nielsen ratings, who can we trust? You know, I've always thought the ratings for America's Got Talent were way too low. The Nielsens say that show only gets a paltry 9 million viewers, but how can that be? I mean, this is our country's premier talent competition, where our nation's finest circus performers, fire eaters, and hilarious jugglers are on display. That show has to be getting 100 million viewers per week, minimum.
So true and so beautifully said, Tony. And now to some other news out of the NFL. You know, we haven't been on air since the NFL draft when the Eagles totally dominated every round.
And,
you know,
killed
when
it.
You look at why they did it, it's easy to see why. You know, they just basically drafted all their players from Georgia and Alabama. That's what they did. And, you know, Tony, we've been ahead of this for years, haven't we? You know, we saw this coming.
Absolutely.
It just further proves what we've been saying for years. There is no reason why NFL teams should have scouts. Isn't that right, Tony?
1,000%. Remember when we were watching the national championship game and I said, why do they bother scouting the country for players? Why not just draft all the players from these teams?
Yep.
Simple. You're done.
Great
scouts
point,
watch
Tony.
So much film and go travel all over the country. And that's a complete waste of time. All you got to do is watch the college football playoff and you're done. You got enough players to field an entire draft right there. What are they doing going to these colleges like University of Idaho or South Dakota State?
Just a terrific point, Tony. And, you know,
thank you.
On the subject of total waste of time, this week we've been getting a lot of criticism for a segment we did on the show last week where we talked about how ridiculous it was that the panel over there at ESPN's NFL
worst.
Live.
The
that they were so surprised by the Aaron Rodgers trade. They're all like, oh, wow, we didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
And what they were saying to us, these idiots, is they're saying, well, they were surprised by the picks that were dealt.
Yeah.
That,
we
that
know.
The Jets gave up so much and, you know, whatever. People. You shouldn't
be surprised
by that.
We knew it the whole
time. That was still no surprise to anybody.
Exactly.
Did you really think this trade wasn't going to go through? I mean, the Jets had no quarterback, all right? Aaron Rodgers himself said the trade was going to happen.
Yes.
All right?
He said it.
Yeah, frankly, if you're surprised by this news, then I guess anything will shock you.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring
another
segment we did last week. It's one of our newest segments where we cover other stories like this.
Yeah.
It's time for Breaking Obvious News.
Breaking Obvious News.
Oh, look at this, Tony.
What do we got?
The Packers announced Jordan Love is getting a contract extension. Wow.
Whoa.
You know, couldn't see that one coming, Tony.
Wow.
You know, just figured they, you know, maybe they would not re-sign him. Maybe
go week to week with him, you know, weekly contract. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one, Tony.
Breaking Obvious News.
Lamar Jackson officially signs his 5-year contract with the Ravens. Wow.
Whoa.
You know, I wasn't sure if that was actually going to happen, but there you go. It happened.
Wow.
Now it's done.
No way.
Yeah, believe it or not, Tony. Well, there
I didn't
you
see
go.
That coming.
Breaking
didn't see it coming.
News. Breaking
All right.
Obvious
well,
news.
All right. Bad enough that he's on his own show, but here he comes on our show. So let's go ahead and bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy. One of our quote-unquote competitors, we'll say, even though we're winning that battle by a mile. That battle's been over for
Not
years
even close.
Anyway. You know, some people, as we said, like to call him the voice of Philly radio, which is totally just misleading and disrespectful. You know, he spent many years on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now he hosts his own show, the Mike Missinelli Podcast on Bet Rivers. We'll do him a favor, get his plugs in. Eagles pregame show on Jaqib Media, whatever. You know, they
Jacob,
wanted us. But
it's Jaqib Media.
You know, we don't even care.
It's Jaqib.
They wanted us.
Yeah, who cares how you say it?
Us enough, so we're not going to bother learning their name.
They're lucky they got
a
plug. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Jaqib might be.
You're
like,
not on your show here, Mike. Hold on.
I'm just saying, Jaqib might be in the Middle East somewhere. I think they have a network.
We didn't even finish introducing you yet. So
all
unprofessional.
Right, I'm sorry.
All right, anyway, we're having him on the show here to educate him and teach him how to do broadcasting, which he can't even sit there and shut up for 1 minute while we do his intro. Anyway, Mike Missinelli, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I guess.
I am so glad to be here. Yeah, it was either this or have a proctologist examination. And I chose this, although
well,
I'm not
good
so
news.
Sure.
I'm a proctologist. I see an asshole on my screen.
Yeah, there you go.
See,
that's what you get for interrupting us.
Yeah.
Now let's reel it back in. Yeah. Let's reel it back in here.
Reel it back. We'll try to give you another start here. Already off to a bad start there. All right.
Look,
Mike,
okay.
As we all know, just a terribly embarrassing performance by the Sixers in game 2.
Horrible.
You love to talk Sixers. People, you know, I guess want to hear what you have to say sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But in your so-called professional opinion, what do you think they need to fix, you know, in the series moving forward?
They need to get better players off their bench, first of all. But no.
What analysis
last
there.
Night,
okay.
Last night was one of those.
Wednesday.
Okay, let's get Joel Embiid back acclimated to a basketball floor. He hadn't been on a basketball floor for a really long time. I didn't think they were going to win the game. I didn't think they were going to get smashed. No. And the problem is now that you give Boston this confidence that they're a great shooting team, and that kind of carries over. After their performance in game 1, the Sixers had them thinking a little bit. And all those baskets that they got on backdoor cuts
weren't
there.
Right. You know, what they were thinking is, where's Joel Embiid? That threw them off, right?
Yeah, they didn't know what
then
to
Joel
do.
Joel Embiid, he comes back.
And
all of a sudden they're losing. It looks to
I
me
like...
Ben Shembe, hold on, let me finish. God, this guy, he's a running mouth. Hold on. Yeah, we need a mute button on this
show.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Let me get my point. They should bench Embiid.
Yeah, bench Embiid.
All right, tell me the probably stupid point you want to make.
Yeah.
So you think they should have not played Embiid in game two?
Correct.
Yes.
He was not himself. You know, first of all, how can you have two MVPs?
You can't have them on the floor together.
Two most valuable players on the floor. That was the first time.
Never works.
That doesn't make sense. Two most valuable players?
Yeah.
It's unclear who's in charge, you know, like
so
in this
basically,
interview.
Basically, you want them to, when do you want them to unveil Embiid? Like in the game five?
When
like,
he's what, healthy.
What was
he's
your
not
idea
healthy.
Of yeah. when the best time to play him? Or not play him at all through the whole series.
Not play him at all. Yeah. I mean, we saw in game one, total domination from James Harden.
Yeah, they smashed him.
Yeah, that's not the best solution. It really is. They have no chance of that Joel Embiid playing in the series. I'm sure you know that. Like, you actually think this team could beat Boston four times?
Yes,
with James
yes,
Harden?
They won really? The first game.
You know, you're just, you know, you're a downer. And, you know,
see,
Mike, this is why your ratings were never as big
yeah,
as ours.
You're down
you
in
know,
on the weeds
in,
here.
They hear this negativity from
yeah.
you, this hopelessness. And then, you know, it makes them sad.
Yeah.
Tony and Paul. Let me explain something. James Harden's how old?
33, right in his prime.
He's not in his prime, and there is no chance that he's going to replicate a 45-point effort. So where
you know,
are
you
going to get
problem?
These points?
You know your problem, Mike? You don't have a winning mentality.
Yeah.
In this,
just
in
like the Sixers
sports,
in game
you
two.
You got to have a winning mentality. You have a losing mentality. That's why we crush you in the ratings. And,
that's
you
the
know,
stupidest
that's
thing
why
I've ever
sound-
heard. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's what they should call
and
your
you
show.
You would not play Embiid. And the whole thing. I can see that if you would say he shouldn't play in game two, give more rest. That's even stupid. But then when you go on for the rest of the series and say he shouldn't play, they have zero chance to win. Come on.
All right. You know, you can't read stats, and that's your problem. By the way,
yeah,
the stupidest
exactly.
thing I ever heard was when Bette Rivers hired you. You know, that
yeah,
was the
stupidest. Yeah, we couldn't believe it. We're like, this
heard.
Guy.
But let's just, yeah, just. All
okay.
right, anyway.
No, let's talk about not playing Embiid. Because I would
oh,
love
here he
to
goes
go,
again.
Like tomorrow yeah. night at the Wells Fargo Center. I would love for them to give him the MVP trophy and then announce to the crowd. And by the way, he's not playing because Tony and Paulie Fusco said that they'd be
oh,
better off
okay.
without him. I think that's what we should
it's
do.
Fusco
we,
and,
it's Fusco.
And think about and, the Celtics. They'd be confused. They say, guys, Embiid's definitely playing. Then all of a sudden, there's no Embiid.
They throw the whole game plan out the
yes.
window.
There you go.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, like I said before, it's a great idea. You guys are ahead of the game. You're ahead of the curve.
Jesus, this has gone off the rails, Tony.
Yeah. Let's bring it back in. Let's see what he says about our next Eagles draft.
The Eagles, they dominated the draft.
They killed it in the draft. Would you agree that much there, Mike?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
So you have a brain. Just check.
You're actually, you have the right take? They killed it in the draft?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something.
We're going
like
deeper
the-
here. We're going
okay.
next level
right. he,
deep
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he's very excited. Okay, look.
Yeah.
But don't you think, look, they got all their top players from Alabama and Georgia. Let
Smart.
Me ask you, Mike, why do they have scouts in that organization? Just a total waste of money, if you ask me. Just watch the college football playoff.
That's all you got
to
do.
That's all the scouting you need to do. Agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's a brilliant point.
No,
how much money do you think they spend on scouts? Like, they
tons
spend a lot
of money.
On
we
got to
trim the budget there.
Yeah, lodging.
You can go to the
per
best
diems.
Teams.
Yeah,
in the
per
SEC.
Diems, lodging, they, you
All
know,
right.
reimbursement,
let him
gas.
Let's let him bury himself here.
Yeah, go.
I never thought about that. That's actually good. Why are they wasting money on scouts if they could just go to the top teams in the SEC and draft guys that you can see on Saturday? I don't think there's anything wrong with that philosophy. Believe it
I
or
watched
not.
The game 5 minutes.
Maybe
I said, that guy's good. We want him.
Well, it might be the smartest thing you guys have said.
There you go.
I got nothing.
You know, Mike, now when you look back at your career, you know, you were sitting there coming up with takes on your own. Do you think now maybe you should have just been listening to our show
the whole time.
And just repeating that?
Yeah, perhaps I should have, because I've never heard, like, you're right for the wrong, like, you're suggesting that they shouldn't hire scouts.
Yeah.
And, the way football, I guess, has evolved here in college football, I guess you just go to the SEC. That's their philosophy now. So they could trim the payroll and Jeffrey Lurie could get richer.
Exactly.
I'm stunned here that you Fuscos came up with this brilliant idea.
Oh, see, he can't even compliment us straight.
You know, that was a backhanded compliment.
Yeah,
there.
That's what it was.
trying to be a man and go ahead and admit that the reason you knocked us through the years is because you're jealous that our takes are so much better than your shit was.
Always.
I don't think I've knocked you through the years. I would have to know about you before I knocked
Guess what I know? Guess what I know?
Yeah.
You know what?
Guess what I know?
This interview's coming to an end. That's what
Mike
I know.
Mike Missinelli, you know who I'm not going to miss? You on this show.
Yeah.
You're out
exactly.
You're
Mike swinging
you're
a Missinelli. Guess what? Yeah. You're off the show.
Mike missing the point.
Missing the point.
Because I've got to call Doc Rivers now and say, don't play and beat. The rest of the series should be
better. Yeah, guess what? Do that and they'll win. Call your proctologist.
Let me go now. I might be able to catch him before he leaves.
We're already done with you. Go.
Go Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
Yeah, you know, there you go. There's exhibit A of why we totally kick his ass in the ratings and have for years.
Exactly. He won't be missed on this show.
No, not at all. Anyway, but, you know, we don't want to let it ruin what was a terrific show. And obviously,
yeah,
we want to do thank our good friends at eHarmony, even though we
thank
know
you, eHarmony. Kidding me?
If it's someone who definitely needs eHarmony. I don't even know if eHarmony can help
them. Yeah, producer Jay.
What?
You said NFL scouts shouldn't waste their time scouting players from colleges like South Dakota State.
Yeah.
Yeah, total waste of time.
Yeah.
Adam Vinatieri, arguably the greatest kicker in NFL history, went to South Dakota State. So scouting him probably was not a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, you want to talk waste of time? Go look at the last 20 seconds.
Yeah. I'm going to be the greatest kicker in history after I kick you in the balls. Yeah.
Oh, good one, Donnie.
It's good. Yeah. You're done. That's it. No, no more.
No. What?
What? Hurry
Second.
Up. Go.
You said the Lakers-Warriors games are starting too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Ridiculous.
If those games started earlier, East Coast games would have to get going at like 4 p.m. Eastern time. And people would still be at work. And also, it would be terrible for ratings.
Oh, yeah? Well, on the subject of terrible for ratings, you.
Yeah. You know what else I wish got going earlier? The hitman that we hired to kill you.
He needs to get moving.
Let's go already. All right, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. Go.
You said in your quote-unquote analysis that if the Sixers wanted to beat the Celtics, they need to play better defense.
Yeah, bro, 100%.
Yeah, clear, bro. What? Yeah?
That's not analysis. That's clear to pretty much everybody.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what's also clear to pretty much everybody? That you need to die.
Yeah. You know who else plays great defense? Women, when you ask them out. Boom! He's done. He's soaking, bully.
This is just in, Tony. On the show next week, booked Nick Foles.
Wow.
There he comes on the show. Can't wait for that. Hey, in the meantime, follow us on TikTok, subscribe, watch us on YouTube, and listen on the pod. You know, you get that double experience, that knowledge.
Double
there,
exposure.
Yeah, there you go. And hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.